This is Unit 54.
Credence. C-R-E-D-E-N-C-E. Belief based upon evidence. Legitimacy.
Testimonials lend credence to the claims for the new product.
I don't attach any credence to your claim to be the King of England.
Credence. C-R-E-D-E-N-C-E. Belief based upon evidence. Legitimacy.
Debase. D-E-B-A-S-E. To lower in character or quality. Degrade.
Don't debase your high-quality product by false advertising.
Let's not debase our wonderful language by misusing it.
Debase. D-E-B-A-S-E. To lower in character or quality. Degrade.
Foment. F-O-M-E-N-T. To stir up or instigate, provoke, arouse.
Revolutionaries like to foment resentment among working people.
Rumors about layoffs fomented fear and uneasiness.
Foment. F-O-M-E-N-T. To stir up or instigate, provoke, arouse.
Forbearance. F-O-R-B-E-A-R-A-N-C-E. Patience, tolerance, self-control.
People will respect you if you show forbearance when criticized.
I'm usually patient, but my forbearance with my teenage son is wearing thin.
Forbearance. F-O-R-B-E-A-R-A-N-C-E. Patience, tolerance, self-control.
Jocose. J-O-C-O-S-E. Jolly, joking, humorous.
Her jocose manner made her very approachable.
Begin your presentation with a few jocose remarks to loosen people up.
Jocose. J-O-C-O-S-E. Jolly, joking, humorous.
Now, let's review the five words you have just learned.
Credence. Belief based upon evidence. Legitimacy. Credence.
Debase. To lower in character or quality. Degrade. Debase.
Foment. To stir up or instigate, provoke, arouse, foment.
Forbearance. Patience, tolerance, self-control, forbearance.
Jocose. Jolly, joking, humorous, jocose.
If you haven't mastered some of the words yet, that's fine.
Go back and listen to this unit as often as needed.
Remember, you can master these words. Pugnacious is a word bristling with competitive power. It's from the Latin verb pugnare, which means to fight. Thus, pugilism is the art of professional fighting or boxing.
And a pugilist, or pug, is someone who fights for a living. But you don't have to be a boxer to be pugnacious. Pugnacious can describe anyone who is scrappy and feisty, inclined to fight rather than to give in or cooperate when there is a disagreement.
And because pugnacious sounds a lot like tenacious, it carries the additional nuance of stick-to-itiveness, a never-say-die attitude. If your job demands that you argue for a living in a rough and tumble atmosphere like criminal law or labor negotiation, being pugnacious will usually be an advantage. But remember that pugnacious is harsher than aggressive.
In a marketing situation in which you would go after a client aggressively, you would offend him if you were pugnacious. Your approach should be bold and assertive, but you are still trying for a win-win situation. You want to come to agreement. The client is not the enemy, but the prize. If a competitor is stepping on your toes, however, and it's time to take off the gloves and go after him, a pugnacious approach is called for.
So, be pugnacious with your opponents, aggressive with your goals, and assertive with your allies.